If I need some money, I can take my watch or something.
Pawn shop.
Okay.
Pawn shop.
Okay. What are some other names for wine? Just any other names besides brand names? What do I mean brand names?
Wine.
Well, just for the wine itself.
I don't know. I just use wines.
Okay. What do you call a person like maybe a teenager or somebody who's hooked on drugs?
A dope fiend.
Okay. And what do you call the person who sells the drugs right to the user?
Marijuana pusher.
Okay. And
what was that word Elizabeth used? Fender. A fender.
Okay.
They go up there and ask you, well, how many you need, you know? And you say, well, I need two fingers. Well, then he knows you want two cigarettes.
Uh-huh.
Or maybe a bag.
Is this marijuana name?
Marijuana at schools.
Mm-hmm. What? How does marijuana come, usually?
Huh? It's probably an adult. And they get kids.
Yeah, well, I mean, what form does it come in? Is it powder?
I don't know. I think, I don't know. In cigarettes, candy.
Yeah.
See, girls die. One of my daughter's girlfriends was killed. But they put dope in a candy bar and she ate it and she died.
That's awful.
She died before she got home.
That's
she died on a front porch.
That's awful.
What? But it comes in different forms, I guess, because they smoke it at school.
Yeah.
And they use a needle.
What are some other names for marijuana?
Sleepy woman. Oh, there's so many, I don't know.
Yeah. What are some hard drugs? Like marijuana is one thing that's hard
sniffing,
drugs.
Sniffing glue.
Okay, anything else? Any kind of pills or anything?
Yeah, you can't take these narcotics pills.
Uh-huh.
Aspirins.
Anything else? Really hard stuff that they might sell illegally, you know?
That's the only thing I know.
Okay. What do you call the guy who brings letters and bills?
Mailman.
Okay. And the people who take the trash and the garbage away?
Garbage disposal.
Okay.
A garbage man.
Okay. And what do you say a person has if he's able to get favors from City Hall?
He got somebody in there that's good to him.
Okay. Or anything? Was there anything else you'd say he has?
He's got a pull.
Okay. And have you ever heard of the kind of city employee who doesn't really have a real job and he doesn't really have responsibilities, but somehow he manages to end up on the payroll anyway? Like it's probably a political favor, you know.
Probably an uncle or high class officer there.
Something like that.
Yeah. That puts him in.
Have you heard him called anything?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What would you call a large food store?
A large food store?
Yeah.
A supermarket.
Okay. What would you call a small kind of neighborhood store? Food store?
A small chain store.
Okay, well this wouldn't be a chain store. This would be owned by family. Like you just live in the neighborhood, you know, and they cater to kids who walk at home from school.
It's just a miniature store.
Okay. What would you call the kind of store that, you know, they're open early in the morning and late at night and they're always getting robbed and, they're not run by a family, but they are a chain kind of thing. And they usually have a glass front.
Yeah. Well, I call those big super, that stays open all day and all night.
Yeah, but they're fairly small stores.
Yeah. Well, I call them like small ice houses and stuff like that.
Yeah.
They're the one that gets robbed because they stay open all night long.
True. My husband calls them ice houses too.